Welcome to Red News Podcast number 4, and I'm in Nick Sellers' car with boxes of shit, as with Nick, Nathan and Mark again. Last time we spoke after the Swansea game and we were so depressed, we were going to put our heads in the ovens afterwards. So what do we think of that now, after we beat QPR 4-0?
That's very good. Very happy.
New signings all look good. Are we now in a much better place than we were a month ago?
On the pitch and off the pitch, I think. Just feels a lot better. Everyone clicked, didn't they? You know, you'd think that they might need a game or two to sort of settle in, but everyone just seemed like they knew exactly what they were doing.
And we were passing to United shirts. That pleased me the most. The smiling faces afterwards, and that Manchester United players were finding other Manchester United players. That really pleased me. There was just a buzz about everything, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was the new signings raised it all, didn't it, really? And even rubbed off on the singing section today, because they were, you know, you actually remember them.
The atmosphere was better. I think it all, that you can just see the confidence grow. You get the first goal. The Glazers have finally spent some of our money, which is long overdue, but we've got here, and we started making statements. And I thought, they all did, I thought Blind was man of the match, would you say?
Him or Herrera?
Yeah, I'd say Herrera personally, but he was good though.
I'd have stopped for Di Maria as well.
Could have been any of them, couldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant, to be fair. Or even Rojo. How do we pronounce it?
Rojo.
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 He looked good. And it's a big old unit as well, which impressed me.
He's quick as well.
He's good.
We just, our speed of play looked, we look a different side and we
I'm
are.
I'm glad that Matt started and obviously did the job again. Cause
what's that now? He's like 8 goals and 10 starts or something like that for him?
He purrs when we're winning. Maroney, I like him, but I just, no negativity today, but I do worry about when we're in the losing side what he's going to be like. But let's
options,
not pick.
Aren't we? So yeah. He doesn't have to be on the pitch, does he?
Van Persie's clearly just needs match fitness, but the rest of them, you've got to give that a good, what, 7, 8 out of 10?
8, yeah.
Yeah, easy. It's
much, much more improved, wasn't it?
Yeah. I just wonder where Shaw's going to fit in with all this. Where's he going to play?
And does he want him? But then we need, I want our subs bench to have a Falco or Van Persie or Rooney on the bench. I want us to start thinking United have the strongest squad again.
Yeah.
World-class players.
That surprise name on the bench, isn't it, really?
Yeah, imagine being a QPR defender and it's 20 minutes ago, you're already 4-0 down and then, oh, Falco's coming on.
Yeah.
And what we said, didn't we, Nick, that, like, we're 4-0 up, having loads of chances, and like Van Persie didn't even have a shot at all and played full 90 minutes, but we still managed to like back
well, midfielder up. Scored and he knew what he was doing, he was placing it, everything. But he's looked, as we said, he's looked good all pre-season. He looks capable, fast, puts his foot around. It just makes me think, you think we left MK Dons so depressed at a split of Swansea, and that, can they do it? Will they spend? We should have been doing this 2-3 years ago, but now we've done it, the whole club's changed. It's like we're sparked again.
It's Van Gaal's actual team now, isn't it?
Yeah, and Fergie's team's gone.
But yeah. What was it? 5 or 6 players who played today who are like debutants, or maybe not 6, but you know.
Awesome.
What do you think,
Mark?
Of
the season?
I just think it's totally different teams. Just the whole tempo in the midfield is just completely different. Everyone was moving for the ball, asking for the ball. You've seen that against Swansea, nobody was interested, was there?
Maybe our form has changed since your status went to in love on Facebook. This is what it's all about, isn't it? The Moyes era had us all depressed, and now you've kick-started it. Yeah. But he's, you just sit now, we've got a run of games where we could hopefully get winning again. And then that's what my thing is, stop talking about fourth place and start thinking, see where we can go. Stop saying United's target is fourth. We need to start thinking our target, not first, but let's see where we go with it.
Yeah.
Don't think fourth is enough this season, because that's what got us into a mess sort of last season, where Moyes thought, yeah. And that sort of an averageness is good enough.
Is it any better to say that we're going to aim for top three this year, though?
Well, aim for the top.
But why aim for top three?
Well, that's more financial.
That's the money, man.
That's
the money.
It's still not healthy, though, is it? It's not the right attitude to have.
Yeah, but they have to.
No, if you were to ask Van Gaal, I'm sure he would say we're going for the win.
Yeah. good, but I just don't like how they say top three.
Yeah, but the money men just say shit to other money men to get money men to put shit into money men. That's the economics lesson of the day. Do you like that? So what did we think of the half-time entertainment as well?
It's my favourite, that. You know, if it's not fat kids taking penalties, then I want it to be that. Every time. They up the bat next week.
Really, the ninjas and the samurai, which did you prefer? If you could be a ninja or a samurai, what would you be?
Ninja.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
If they were on at half-time, I'd have said give them a shirt.
We'd have said that last season.
Swansea.
So it's pointless going 3-5-4s, whatever. But are we thinking he's going to get a formation in his mind when everyone's fit and he's just going to settle on that?
Depends who's playing, really, doesn't it, to be fair? I think if he's playing against the bigger team, he's probably going to be feeling more confident with 4 at the back than 3 at the back. We just don't know, do you?
But Blind looks capable enough, because I think Fletcher's looked off the pace.
Unfortunately.
So far this season, and Blind came in and just looked, I don't know,
glorious.
With a better Jimmy Bullard.
Have we had a more handsome player at United than him?
No, that's Nick, give it a rest.
That's the question, really. Really handsome.
Always bringing their looks.
Right. He's going to grow his hair back.
So we've got Leicester away. We haven't beaten Sunderland. We haven't beaten Burnley.
Swansea.
Can we get the away win? We shouldn't be fearing there now.
I know, they look pretty good though, haven't they? To be fair, they started well.
Yeah, but again, this is the mentality. Go to places and think, look at them looking at our bench, looking at our first team now. The touch.
Look at their bench.
Yeah.
If they got one,
half of our players, yeah. So they won't be able to play them.
And what's the old keys that they've got? Cambiasso, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Did he play yesterday?
I don't know.
As old of all of us combined.
So
what was your best moment of today then?
The referee falling over and everyone singing Hey Gerrard in disguise.
Which was the same ref from the Liverpool Chelsea, I'm
that
sure.
Could possibly be the best moment all season.
Don't say that, let's not set our target. My moment of today was Anderson not being anywhere. No, that's petty. Let him go. Let him go out of my mind. I just thought the movement, quick pace, everything we've needed to start.
The Herrera goal was the best goal.
Yeah. Brilliant. United fans actually shouted, shoot. He did shoot and he scored. That in itself is something to be applauding. Right, so this car journey, we left last one, doom and gloom. Where are we now?
Just outside the toll gate.
Very profound. With that note, I'll leave you with some match sounds like a geeky, I don't know, shit DJ. Bye.
Thank you.